This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now she's fancy.
I got you. Joining us right now from BaltimoreRavens.com is Sarah Ellison. What's going on, Sarah?
I was going to say that music sounds familiar. I didn't know if you had it for all the guests or just for me.
No, every time you're on, he plays fancy. You notice that too, don't you?
I like it. That's fine.
Kenneth Dixon, conflicting reports initially, out for a couple of weeks. Well, 4 to 6 weeks, I believe. Now there's some reports around the league saying that he could be out for the rest of the year. What do you know about this situation, Sarah?
Well, I know the team hasn't commented on it yet. All of it is coming through reports. And one of the reports said that they were going to get together today and come together for a timetable. So, you know, that sounds like to me that maybe there's some hope he doesn't miss the whole season. Maybe he can have that designation to return tag. But from the team, we haven't heard anything yet, but we'll have players and coaches, players, veterans are reporting today, and there'll be people at the podium. And my guess is we'll get a definite answer today.
All right. That's one down. What about the some of the holes that the Ravens still have? Like, who is the guy who's going to play center on this team right now because they haven't acquired anybody?
I think that the Ravens want to get a look at what they have now that the pads come on. They were rotating Urschel and Skura, all those guys in there to see what they have, and I think they'll still take a couple weeks to take a look. Look at Jensen, see how he is, see how physical he is, Urschel and Skura. I think there's still plenty of time to take a look at that, and if they don't feel like these guys are up to standard, then they can bring somebody in. But I definitely think they want to see what these guys can do with their pads on.
Here with Sarah Ellison from BaltimoreRavens.com. Sarah, if I could double back for a second to the Kenneth Dixon issue, let's just paint a hypothetical here. Let's say the injury is as bad as some are indicating, that he's out for the 2017 season. Has there been anyone who's definitely commented on what that means for his suspension? Would his suspension be served in 2018?
Or even if he could have like six games. Is,
yeah.
is it after that or is it concurrent?
Absolutely.
No, if he's put on injured reserve, he still serves his suspension as is. He doesn't have to wait until 2018, so he would still lose his pay for those four games, and he still wouldn't be allowed around the team during those 4 days. So, he does not have to wait till 2018 to serve that.
Okay. All right. Because we were getting conflicting reports about that, and that makes sense. So you could be out as long as you want. Fine, you just won't get paid.
Right.
We're just taking your money about it.
Correct.
Ed asked about the center position. I'm curious now, how does this running back position look now? You have Kenneth Dixon, who after his suspension was supposed to be a vital part of the run game. How does the team fix this?
Yeah, I think it's important not to undersell his loss, and I think it's important not to oversell it. So I want to be clear, it's a loss. It's a blow to lose Kenneth Dixon if the reports are true. Like I said, we'll get confirmation on that today. He has the ability to become the featured back in Baltimore. He's shifty. He's a playmaker. He can break tackles. He's the type of guy that you want to get the ball in his hands to let him make a play. In an offense that struggled last year and is looking to rebound, you don't want to see the Ravens losing playmakers. You want to see them gaining them. Now, having said that, I don't think it's panic mode. The cupboard is not bare. I think that heading into the season, Terrence West was the favorite to be the starter, and maybe that was because of the suspension. So you have him. He'll be the featured back on the first and second downs. And then the Ravens acquired Danny Woodhead, who you'll probably see a lot on third down and is excellent out of the backfield as a receiver. And then what I think you do, because throughout the league, I've had a lot of fans ask, whether the Ravens should go sign somebody. In addition to the report that they are planning on bringing in Bobby Raining, bringing him back, I think that you let training camp go for several weeks, see what you have, give Buck Allen a chance to prove himself, see if Lorenzo Taliaferro, maybe he can play both the fullback and tailback position. Because in this league, there are more running backs than there are spots.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see a lot of cuts throughout the league, and there can be some quality people that are out there when the teams have to cut down to 53. And if the Ravens aren't comfortable with what they saw from Buck Allen or Lorenzo Taliaferro, whoever else, then you can certainly bring somebody else in. But I think at this point, you stand pat and look at what you have.
So what about the inside linebacker position, the hole that was left by Zachary Orr? Are they going to consider moving Correa inside?
Yeah, I think Correa is the leader in that battle. He's last year's second round pick, and they talked about how maybe they gave him too much as a rookie last year, and Correa feels like with another year under his belt, he understands this defense better, and it just allows him to play rather than think. So I think he's the leader there, and if he doesn't seize the moment, I think that you have two other quality options in Albert McClellan and Patrick Onswar. So there's some built up credibility there, right, with the Ravens at that inside linebacker position. They've been able to fill it with undrafted guys or other guys for years. So I have some comfort there that they aren't panicking after Zachary Orr left, because I think that they have a history of finding guys there, and whoever's there is going to be plugged in next to C.J. Mosley, who will be leading the way.
Here with Sarah Ellison, BaltimoreRavens.com. Now, Sarah, you have a new podcast that you are about to get started.
Yeah, this podcast is called Man of the Crowd. It actually debuted on Monday.
Okay.
And one of the biggest requests that we get from fans is to show them a more personal and intimate side to players and coaches off the field. And to do that, I wanted to do that right. So I literally have been working on this podcast for 1 year. I started it last year at about this time. And I chose to focus on head coach John Harbaugh. And Man of the Crowd, it has 9 episodes. They're all about 45 to 60 minutes each. And I've interviewed more than 25 people to really give you an inside look at John Harbaugh and his family. I talked to John for 2 hours. I talked to his entire family. I talked to Steve Bisciotti, Ozzie Newsome, Ray Lewis, Joe Flacco, Steve Smith, Jarrett Johnson. I mean, the list goes on, and reporters to give you this 360-degree look at your head coach. And if you want to know how this guy ticks, what makes him tick, what makes his family tick, this is the podcast to do it. I'm really excited about it. I've already gotten some good feedback so far. And so I really hope fans will check it out.
I want to check it out. Where can I find this?
This is BaltimoreRavens.com/Man of the Crowd.
Man of the Crowd.
Or you can listen to it on any podcast app that there is on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast.
We have a beef in studio with you right now because you didn't talk to Jerry Coleman.
Talk to Jerry Coleman.
Yeah, about this whole John Harbaugh thing. I mean, you didn't.
Oh, no, I'm scheduled to go on Jerry's show.
There she is, Sarah Ellison, BaltimoreRavens.com. Sarah, thanks a lot. I'm going to check this podcast out. Thanks a lot.
This.
All right, man.
All right, take it easy.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.